Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show on a gorgeous Monday. You know, we've been pretty fortunate on the weather. We've had some nice weather here for November, and today is no exception. I think we're going to get a little rain tomorrow. But
Oh, don't say that. I was planning on restaining my porch. I just did that a couple of days ago.
You can't do it tomorrow.
And I can't do it tomorrow.
No, it'll all wash off.
Yeah, I know. I knew this. You only get a couple of days, and then it's just over with.
Well, that's the thing. You know, that. This time of year is really difficult to plan anything outside because you don't know from one day to the next. And, of course, the weather people are the same as politicians. You can't believe a thing they say. So who knows? Anyway, I got Rob Taylor in the studio with me. And today we're going to talk about the outcome of the elections. Now, since last Tuesday, I have been absolutely inundated with calls and emails, people wanting my take on what happened, and a lot of people are very upset, and I understand that, but things aren't as bad as they might appear. And I want to preface this a little bit. Statistically, 90% of the people do not pay attention to news on a regular basis. That's a national statistic. So you folks listening to the show here, you're among that elitist 10% that actually pays attention. And what happens because of this is that all these people that aren't watching what's going on, that have other things to do, the only time they pay attention to politics is right around election time. They don't have a choice because we're all buried in advertising and flyers and God knows what else. Candidates and advocates knocking on your door.
It's nice not to see all the shills on TV telling us what they're going to do for us if we're elected.
Exactly. So that's the sum total of the information that this 90% gets, as well as the lies and the misinformation from the fake news media. So I'm not at all surprised but the way things went, but since the election, one of the things I have done is I have not listened to any of the pundits. I haven't listened to any of the talking heads because what I wanted to do is my own research. I got online. I went to news sources outside the mainstream media to try to find out exactly what was going on and what happened. And once I did that, it was a completely different picture than what's being painted out there by the mainstream media. And even some of the conservative pundits out there just haven't seemed to catch on to what happened.
I think they're still in shock. Maybe that's what it is.
I think that may be part of it. But, you know, the bottom line here on this election, I know a lot of you are going to wonder what I'm talking about, but Trump won. Trump was not on the ballot, but Trump won. And here's why. Prior to the election, 44 Republican members of the House of Representatives decided not to run again. Now, of those 44, about three-quarters of them were never Trumpers.
Right.
They hated Trump from the get-go. They're the ones that have been a stumbling block to Trump pursuing what he wants to do for America.
In fact, those are the guys who've been playing interference for the whole time, last 2 years.
Basically, yeah. So they bowed out, which left 44 open seats. Now, the way elections work, if you have an incumbent, regardless of the party, the incumbent always has an advantage.
Right.
Always. Because they got the name recognition, they got a track record.
Plus, they gave away all that money, too.
Yeah, plus they gave away your money to other people. Yeah, well.
Took a picture with the big check, yeah.
Yeah, you know. There's always that. But what happened here, since there were 44 open seats with neither Republican or Democrat incumbents, and the pressure of Hollywood and the mainstream media and all of these other things, Democrats picked up seats, which I knew they were going to do. Anybody that follows this knew that in advance, as did Donald Trump. So what Trump did, he understood the reality. So he focused on the Senate. And the Republicans picked up seats in the Senate, and they got rid of a couple of really bad people. Jeff Flake.
Jeff Flake is gone.
And John McCain.
Also, what's their McAllister? Not McAllister. Will come to me in a minute.
Yeah, I know who you mean. But they got rid of some of the people that were causing the problems. So while the Democrats are out there patting each other on the back and cheering, you know, our side won, we got the House, and blah, 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 blah. The reality, folks, is it means absolutely nothing. It means nothing. Because no matter what the House of Representatives does, any bills that they pass have got to go through the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, and it's got to go across Donald Trump's desk for signature. So, you know, all of the things they're promising, they've wheeled out more gun control. They're wanting to do more and more for illegal aliens. They want to trash the cops. Ain't going to happen, folks. Don't get upset. That, you know, 90% of the calls I've gotten and emails have been people all concerned, oh my God, you know, Democrats are going to run roughshod. It ain't going to happen.
Well, not federally. Nationally. Yeah, nationally.
I'm just talking nationally now. I'm just talking national.
And you got to consider that, you know, the last president lost 63 seats during his last midterm while he was in office during his second term. And if you go back, I think it was Clinton who also lost 58 seats back during his midterm.
That's when they were pushing gun
control. Right, that's when they were pushing gun, which he flipped on after that point in time because he learned his lesson. And then what they realized is that, you know, you go back and look at the record, most of the presidents always lose during these midterms.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
But 30 isn't really average. You know, that's about average.
That's about average.
Yeah, I thought he'd let me, you know, because what happened is a lot of the millennials came out and voted, and I really didn't think that the hate was going to translate into votes because that's what happened, and we got 30 of those seats. Well, so it was worse than I thought it was going to be, but not to be unexpected.
It's interesting that you mentioned the millennials because The counselor-elect for North Bend, Angelke, now I don't know the lady.
Right.
I do know that she's a teacher at SWOC, but she made a statement to the effect that today's young people know more about politics than previous generations. And I will take exception to that. Our young people are so misinformed and indoctrinated. You know, they're influenced by the fake news media, by social media, by Hollywood and communist teachers. How in the hell are they more misinformed when they don't know any history, they don't know civics, they don't know the Constitution, they don't know how our government works? And as proof of that, one of the things I have been doing since the election, you get online, and there's all kinds of videos of both professional and amateur reporters interviewing people after they vote at the polls. And this is all across the country. There's literally hundreds of those. And I went through, to be real honest, I watched about 60 of them.
Right.
Which was about all I could stand.
I was going to say, how could you stomach that? That must have been...
Well, what I found out by listening to, and the ones they were interviewing, it was specifically targeted at the millennials. They voted, well, I'm not going to vote for Nazis, or I'm against racism, or I'm against sexism.
Well, who's not, really?
Well, see, that's the thing. But all of these young people have believed the social media and the fake news, and Hollywood, and of course their communist teachers, they actually believe that they are fighting against these things when they don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
They're equating the ideology of conservatism with the belief of racism just because we believe differently that government can't provide it more adequately,
right,
and at a cheaper price.
Exactly.
And how they can equate that with racism is just like you said, because they're raised on the idea that America is inherently bad,
right,
because we stole this land from one indigenous people and have been enslaving another indigenous people, and that's all we've done since we've been a country. And I'll tell you what, that's a heck of a lot of the history left out for you folks.
But that's what they're teaching
and
our young
that's
people.
What they're teaching.
So Ms. Angelke is wrong. She's way off base, but I wouldn't expect any different from a teacher because, you know, like I said, I don't know the lady, but she's more than likely a communist. I mean, she's a teacher, so what do you expect?
And I have no idea, but it's going to be interesting because that's been a city council that hasn't changed in the last couple of elections, if I remember correctly.
Right.
So she's a fairly new person to this whole board.
She is, and you know, I've been very proud of North Bend City Council. I live in North Bend. I do
right.
have a dog in the fight. But North Bend has been very frugal and very wise with how they spent the people's money. And as a contrast, compare North Bend to Coos Bay. Every time the council in Coos Bay or one of the special interests gets some brilliant idea that they need this or need that and need to spend taxpayer money, the first thing they want to do is go out and pass a bond to indebt the taxpayers
yep.
for whatever this great idea was. North Bend, on the other hand, and they're under the same pressure from, you know, various special interests and,
right.
and various needs for the city. But what North Bend does, which I think is the way government should be run, they identify what they want to do, and then they start saving money for it.
The way you should.
Yeah. And then when they have enough money, they go ahead with the project. I'm thinking specifically of the North Bend waterfront and those concrete boats in North Bend. They waited until they had the money to do it rather than indebting the taxpayers and having the taxpayers spend money for interest, and interest basically is wasted money.
Right. You're just paying to spend your own money. Just you're
pretty
paying
much.
To get it ahead of time.
And I think having one more new person on the council probably isn't going to have a significant impact.
Right.
North Bend generally has been pretty conservative on how they use taxpayer dollars, and I think that's a good thing because government should be conservative on how they use your money.
You know, and that's why I'm one of those who firmly believes in keeping government anemic, and that's
yeah.
financially anemic. Just bleed the beast as much as you can because you know they're wasting it, and so why even give them more?
Well, and let me ask you folks listening, how many times has government spent money on things, your money, that you disapprove of? It happens all the time. And my attitude is, if they're going to spend the money on things I don't approve of, why would I give it to them?
Exactly.
Now, the bond measure in North Bend, well, I'm going to take a break
here.
Yeah,
we're a little over.
Yeah, before I get way out of kilter here, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. If you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
Hi, Danny at Far West Tire and Auto here. With winter in your rearview mirror and summer around the corner, it's time to consider upgrading to Goodyear tires. And now couldn't be a better time. With Goodyear soaring into summer savings event from April 1st to June 30th, you can get up to $160 back on 4 select Goodyear tires. So stop by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101, Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire. Or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to go right to the phones. We have a caller holding. We have Roger from Coos Bay. Roger, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Welcome. Well, this is kind of related to politics. I guess everyone's aware about the big fire in Paradise that wiped out the town.
Oh, absolutely.
I did some research this weekend, not very much because I'm not real good on the internet, and it seems that politically that Jerry Brown and a lot of Democrats have been working on this SB 901 down there to take any liability off these utility companies.
Right.
So we had 17 major fires in California, and most of them from faulty equipment or like infrastructure, whatever. Jerry Brown took close to $10 million for reelection campaigns over the years. It just seems like we're being sold out by these politicians, because I guarantee you, when it comes down to it, they're going to jack up our bill, they'll put bonds to cover all these losses, and we'll be the losers once again.
Well, it's even worse than that, Roger. There was a bill that made it through the California Assembly this summer, which would have provided for forest management, would have allowed them to clear out some of the underbrush and everything to reduce the fire loads. And it was passed in a bipartisan way in both houses of the assembly in California, got to Jerry Brown's desk, and he vetoed it.
Yeah.
So they tried to do something. They knew they had a problem, but Brown stopped it. And, you know, it's terrible what's happening down there. Over 30 people have died. Thousands of people are homeless. And the fires, last I heard this morning, they had one of them 25% under control, but it was still going.
It was still raging, in the speed that it's moving, it's just incredible.
And they're having wind gusts down there up to 70 miles an hour. Right. So it's making it really difficult. But a lot of this could have been prevented, or at least brought down to the point where it was manageable,
right,
just by maintaining the forest properly, and Jerry Brown said no. So now what we have is a situation where we've got all this devastation down there, and of course the federal government's going to go in there and with our money. So basically Brown's saying, screw you, we're going to take your money to repair the damage that we could have avoided. And that's where we're at.
And this Bill Dodd guy, he's a Democrat down in Sacramento. He's the one that's been pushing for this SB 901, which would take them off the hooks. The problem with these large bureaucracies and these utility companies, the woman who came in and took over for PG&E in 2017, her name is Geisha Williams. I guess that's how it's pronounced. She hasn't been in the company very long. The problem is they're so concerned about the return to the shareholders that they scrimp on stuff they shouldn't be scrimping on. And now it looks like, imagine to rebuild an entire town. I grew up 20 miles from Paradise and spent a lot of my youth up there, and the town's gone.
Oh, yeah, it's totally wiped out. I've seen the pictures.
And what's scary is they didn't believe that town would ever be wiped out by a fire. Okay, folks, we're living in the middle of a tinderbox up here. You know, eventually, if they don't start doing something.
Yeah, it can happen anywhere.
It can happen.
And although he's getting a lot of criticism from the lamestream media, from the liberal Democrats, Trump nailed it. He said the problem down there is mismanagement of the force. But that's been the problem there. It's been the problem here. It's been the problem in Washington State. It's been the problem all across the West, is that since these are predominantly blue states, and the politicians are owned lock, stock, and barrel by the enviro wackos, they will not take the action necessary to preserve the resources we have, and that's why we have these fires every year.
You know, it almost gives them more of a justification for the commissioners taking the cycle of the county forest cuttings from 50
right.
years down to 40 years. Even though there may be some economic benefits to it, it may also be giving benefits to that management and keeping some of that brush down, I think, would anything to get rid of overgrowth.
Yeah, basically. Well, anybody that goes out in the woods.
The problem, too, is the way that PG&E handles their infrastructure. Like most places, they spend it where it shows and it looks impressive. Do you remember some years ago when Coos Bay lost the electricity for 3 days?
Oh, yes.
Yep, that was a tree that should have been trimmed, and the snow got in and fell over, and the same thing down in Paradise. If this fire started where I think it did, and a transformer had blown up or gone bad or whatever, they're still, like, debating, that should have been fixed long before they worried about something in the middle of town. Because if it's way out in the middle of nowhere, there's no one around, and when a fire does start, it's out of control by the time you see it.
Yeah, the other thing, too, and I did a bit of research on that because it's such a horrible thing, I couldn't keep myself away from it.
Right.
A lot of the utility poles down in that area are still wooden poles, the creosote poles,
uh-huh.
which, you know, it's real easy to light creosote on fire. It burns
yeah.
really hot. But the situation is, because they're mostly wooden poles, the way the wires are suspended on those poles, they're relatively close together, generally within about 2 feet of one another. And what happens, they get these high winds, it causes those wires to whip back and forth, and when they touch one another, they emit this humongous spark. A spark isn't even the right word. It's almost
right.
like an explosion. And that's what they're saying triggered the fire in Northern California. Well, PG&E needs to get in there. And apparently, I did some checking on their website. They have a program in place to ultimately replace all of those wooden poles with the metal framework towers that you see all over the place. And that also separates those wires by 5 to 6 feet to prevent them shorting across. They've got it in the works. They haven't done it for whatever reason. I didn't get that deep into it, but it is something that's shown that they want to do.
You know, I wonder how much of our tax dollars, federal tax dollars, went to rebuild the infrastructure of other countries with this type of electrical system, and we still haven't had it rebuild here.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
And one of the excuses I read on the internet that PG&E had was, well, we're damned if we do and damned if we don't. The ecologist said, well, we don't want you cutting trees down near the power lines. Well, I'm sure if PG&E wanted to, they'd cut down as many trees as they wanted to some degree. And as far as the eco nuts go, how'd that work out?
Yeah.
Now we got a town gone with no trees left.
Yeah.
So, but this is really a sad state because I was talking with a friend that lives in the area who lost her home just a couple weeks before the fire. And we had discussed what a tinderbox it was. And I told her, I said, you know, if you ever get a fire in that area, it'll be gone and there won't be any control. Because if anyone, you know, has been up to Paradise, it's just narrow little roads with tons of trees and bushes. And so there's no way to really get in and fight this stuff.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people died, too. They just couldn't get out in time. And
yeah.
that's a sad situation. But, you know, while Moonbeam Brown down there is trying to blame global warming for this, I find it interesting that the best figures I could get, and this is fuzzy numbers, so I want everybody to take it for what it is, but the estimates on the amount of carbon that's being put into the atmosphere due to these fires is the equivalent of basically 2 years of all the emissions in California put together, all in these two fires. So
yep.
their inaction on managing their forests is actually more harmful to the environment than going in and doing it right and preventing the fires. And if you're one of those people that believes this this huge global warming scam, then you would want to prevent the fires because they're the ones that put more carbon in the atmosphere than anything.
And what's really interesting too, I did some research, and evidently Jerry Brown and these liberals are always talking about renewable energy. They've been taking tons of money from the oil companies and the utility companies.
Well, of course, that's
so they could care less.
That's the political way. You know, one thing this election should teach everybody, is that regardless of what politicians say, they don't give a rat's behind about the people. All they care about is their own power. Right. And that's true of both sides of the aisle.
Both sides of the aisle. Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. And all you have to do is go look at the major races and see who was pouring money into it. They were all guilty of taking money from corporations. And this was the other thing. You know, I run a political action committee, and I'm lucky if I can get up $1,000. And these people are talking about collectivism and we need more community. Well, why don't these $100 million PACs, why shouldn't they have to be forced to give me money so we're all equal as far as a political action committee? And then, you know, maybe we should all send all the money and the donations to one central group, and then we all get to share out of the bundle so I can get some of that, you know, environmental money.
That sounds very communistic.
I like that. Yeah, if we're going to be communistic, let's do it in a way it benefits me, you know, but they never talk about that.
No, it's... Nobody cares about the people. That's the bottom line.
Right.
All these politicians, I'm really tired of them pointing the finger at each other. We all know that if it would have been a Republican governor and this catastrophe would have happened, they'd be blaming it. But
I'm
saying, gee, Jerry Brown, look at your policies. They don't work.
Well, there's a lot of policies in a lot of states and at federal level that don't work, that they keep pouring our money into. And you know, it goes back to the old definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different outcome. And
that's exactly what I wrote in the letter that they printed in the World about. I think I said, don't vote for Kate Brown because you're doing the same thing over expecting, and people turned right around and voted her back in.
Yeah, but not in Coos County.
No. 90% of the Republicans I saw on the internet, 90% of the Republicans voted. The problem is, if you look at the map of the state, the whole state is red outside of one little area in Portland and Eugene.
Yeah, it runs the five northwest counties, and then it trickles down I-5 to Salem and Eugene. I was actually surprised because I thought Medford would be solid blue, but it actually turned out purple.
It did. You know, we only had five counties who voted for Governor Brown. That was Clatsop, Washington, Multnomah, Lane, and Benton. And that's with a 70% turnout statewide. We only had five counties who carried that woman across the winning line.
Well, Bueller wasn't much of a candidate to begin with. So
he did get 57% of the vote in Coos County. So you were right. He won there.
Yeah. But it was one of those where to vote for Bueller, you kind of had to hold your nose to do it.
Take a shower afterwards.
Yeah.
Right?
But
sad thing, I'm sure that a lot of these middle-aged liberal-like soccer moms ran right out and voted for Kate Brown.
Oh, sure.
Said, you won't lose your right to abortion when they're too old to have a baby anyway.
Yeah. Well, they're thinking of their irresponsible daughters, you know. We'll send our daughters out and let them screw like rabbits, and then somebody else gets to pay the bill for their irresponsibility.
Well, heck, now that they're free, I'm going to go get one.
I wanted to call in and warn people that what's going to happen, because it's not the California gas and electric, it's Pacific gas and electric.
Yes.
So our bills are going to go up. We're all going to pay for this because of their stupidity. And it could have been alleviated. I'm sure that they have equipment that tells them when they have something that's going bad.
Right.
If it was a transformer, some switch or whatever, they probably figured that it's just a wild guess, and I probably shouldn't say it, but they probably figured, well, we'll wait and do it next year.
Yeah, and part of what I discovered when I was researching that, they do have equipment that tells them if there's a problem on a power line. That transformer that blew, they knew about it within minutes of it happening, but the fire itself started at the same time they were notified. So there's just no time to go out and respond to it.
No.
And then with the fuel load and everything, once that spark got started, it was Katie bar the door. Anyway,
yeah, that's a dry area up there. It is. Pine trees are horrible.
I appreciate the call, but I've got to go. I'm way overdue for a commercial.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to go ahead and take a break here. Let's give something away.
Favorite time of the show.
Yes. This is the only reason people listen. They don't give a rat's behind about me. They want the freebies.
Well, this is a good freebies. I like this one.
This is from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. They're located in Coos Bay, North Bend. There's one in Walmart, one in Reedsport. And the owner of those restaurants, he lives here locally, he's one of my personal friends. He wanted to do something for the community to kind of give back and show his appreciation for their success. So he's authorized me to give away free stuff. And I know everybody likes free stuff. I have in my hot little hand a certificate for one free dessert of your choice. Another one for one free small McCafe beverage of your choice. You know, I had one of those the other day. Those are good.
I don't think I've ever had one.
It's the first time I ever had one, and they're good.
Yeah, I can't get out of there without having a milkshake.
That's I've got another one for one free lunch or dinner sandwich of your choice, and another one for one free breakfast sandwich of your choice, as well as a sheet of coupons for various products. Basically, buy one, get one free. And I'm going to give all this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3 and win all these goodies from your locally owned McDonald's restaurants. And we'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so I have insomnia, but I've never slept better. And what's changed? Just a pillow. It's had such a positive impact on my life. And of course, I'm talking about MyPillow. I fall asleep faster, I stay asleep longer, and now you can too. Just go to MyPillow.com or call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity, and Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has the special four-pack. Now, you get 40% off two MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows. Now, MyPillow is made here in the USA, has a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090, promo code Hannity, to get Mike Lindell's special four-pack offer. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for 40% off. And that means once those pillows arrive, you start getting the kind of peaceful and restful and comfortable and deep healing and recuperative sleep that you've been craving and you certainly deserve. MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity. You will love this pillow.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, Rob and I have been sitting here watching the computer. We're watching all the riots and demonstrations and people out, you know, with masks on that are destroying property and burning cop cars and looting businesses and attacking people. And
Houston, Georgia, Tennessee, they're all burning in flames.
It's all because those evil Republicans can't stand it that the Democrats won the House of Representatives.
They're all hiding in mass. They're coming out with their AK-47s, and they're out there with their guns, marching the streets, tearing up property, burning cars, just insulting the police because it was a foul election. We lost.
I'm sorry, folks. This was just our fantasy. Isn't it interesting that we have seen none of that from the Republicans? And yet the mainstream media, if you remember back, the mainstream media didn't bother to cover things like Antifa burning cop cars and intimidating people and looting businesses. But you can damn sure bet you if there'd have been even the smallest demonstration, it would be dominating the news right now. Normal people don't do that. Only whack job liberals do that. And yet it's the normal people that got blamed for it. You know, and all of this call, to some degree, I think it's backfired on the liberals. You know, if you're not a liberal, you're a Nazi.
Right.
And I was actually listening to some liberal babe on TV trying to convince people that Nazism was different than socialism.
Right.
Does anybody know what the Nazi Party's proper name is?
The National Socialist Workers.
Yeah.
The
National German Workers Socialist Party.
That's it. National German Workers Socialist Party.
So the Nazis were socialist. And yet they're out there. All these liberals are pointing fingers. All this does, it goes back, and this is just proof positive of what I've been saying for years. Our schools don't teach anything. Now that they're great at teaching you, well, you know, it's okay to be gay and you know, it's okay to be confused about what your gender may be and all of this other stuff's okay. But they're really good at teaching how to put a condom on a cucumber. They're really good at that.
You know, I'm getting real good at that. I've got several cucumbers laying around. I throw condoms on it like nobody's business, you know?
Why not? But they're not being taught the most basic things, because Nazism was indeed socialism. And then you got the finger pointing, you know, well, if you're not a liberal, you're obviously a racist. Well, the only reason that they've been tarring Trump as a racist has been simply because he wanted to secure our border from illegal aliens flooding into the country. This was an invasion, and it still is. But because most of the people who are coming in happen to be other than white, that makes Trump a racist. It has not, you know, you never hear him mention national security. You never hear them mention the safety of the American people. You never hear him talk about curbing the flow of drugs. You never hear him talking about the anchor babies. You never hear liberals talking about the diseases that are being spread throughout the country by these illegal aliens. No. If you're against illegal immigration, then you're a racist. And then we got the sexism thing. You know, and I think this is hilarious. With the Democrats pointing their finger all the time at normal people for being sexist, I went back and did a little research in the past 5 years, okay? Did you know, and this is hard numbers, did you know that 8 times as many Democrats have faced charges of sexual improprieties? 8 times more Democrats than Republicans? 8 times.
Well, wait a minute. Are you talking about the House, the Senate?
I'm talking about Democrats in general across the country. It's mostly Democrats that are guilty of the sexist acts, yet they're trying to make us think that it's normal people.
And see, if they were like Trump, we would forgive them if they just do the right thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, we've got the big whine now, acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker. I want you to think about this, folks. This is real important. Trump won the election. Normal people won the election last Tuesday in everywhere but Oregon.
Right.
But normal people won because the House can't really do squat without things going through the Senate and across the president's desk. So they've got a handful of nothing. A big handful of nothing. And the Democrats have actually admitted now, well, they don't really want to govern anyway. They're actually planning over 80 investigations into Trump and Trump supporters. Now, they have no evidence for any of these, just like they have no evidence for the Russia probe. And regardless of what the media tells you, there is not one piece of evidence, not a single piece of evidence that's been verified that Trump has done anything wrong. And yet they're going to open up over 80 more investigations. But now here's the thing to keep in mind. Trump fired a warning shot across the bows. He told them, you do your investigations, we can do that too. And that's where it comes back to the acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker.
Right.
Jeff Sessions, when he was appointed, was a big disappointment to everybody, I think, including Donald Trump. I think Trump got blindsided.
Oh, completely blindsided on that one.
Yeah, when Sessions
recused himself. Nobody saw that coming.
Well, Whitaker isn't going to do that. And Whitaker, you know, he's not really doing anything at the moment. But remember, the Attorney General serves at the pleasure of the president. All of these talking heads and pundits screaming about a constitutional crisis, they are flat lying. There is no constitutional crisis.
Right.
The president has that authority.
You know, they've been, I don't know how many times since he's been in office, they've claimed constitutional crisis. It's almost like the boy crying wolf.
Well, you know why they do that? Because they assume that we're all stupid.
Right.
You know, that's what it is, folks. They're assuming that you're stupid. But here's the thing. All Donald Trump has to do is tell his acting Attorney General, Matt Whitaker, I want you to investigate this, this, and this. And the Attorney General is obligated to do that. Once they start investigations into Hillary and Schumer and Pelosi and Waters and all these other corrupt liberals, we're going to start seeing a lot of people go to jail. And don't kid yourself, folks. Trump is the guy to do that. It will happen. So all of these threatened investigations and all this other stuff that the talking heads are talking up now ain't going to happen.
But you know what you're describing, though, is, you know, as an average person sitting out there thinking, well, that's not what I want either. I don't want my tax dollars and my representatives' time wasted on one side investigating the other side.
The problem is we the people have no choice.
Well,
the Democrats have already thrown down the gauntlet.
Right.
There is no option. Trump has one choice. He can either sit back and let them conduct their investigations and lock up government. Nothing will happen for 2 years. Or he can work proactively and say, okay, you want to investigate? Fine. I've done nothing wrong. He said that over and over.
Already, yeah. And it's been two years.
But now we are going to conduct investigations into you. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be a whole bunch. There already are a whole bunch of Democrats out there that are.
Hillary should be in jail. The woman kept a server in her bathroom.
Oh,
know?
I know.
I mean, come
on. Well, now she's talking about running in 2020. I hope she does.
Well, hopefully she'll find those 30,000 missing emails and see what she missed in the first election.
But, you know, this is one of those situations where the liberals are out there begging for something, and they're going to get it, but they're not going to like what they get. And we've got to take another break because we're running out of time in this hour. So we're going to take a short break. I'll be right back.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
Hey everyone, this is Rob from Basin Tackle, and we want to invite you to tune in every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for our Basin Tackle Outdoor Show. It's going to be an hour of fun, frivolity, and of course, fishing. We're also going to have hints, tips, and suggestions to help you catch more fish. Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned pro, we're going to have something for everyone with guests, call-ins, giveaways, and whatever else I can think of as I head into the studio. Remember, folks, that's Wednesdays at 3 p.m. brought to you by Basin Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, something else that it's getting a lot of play. The media is positively having the vapors because last week, CNN's star reporter, their White House correspondent, Jim Acosta, acted like a jerk in a press conference, and Trump ended up pulling his press pass. And the media just went berserk over that, and they were making allegations. Oh, well, you know, that tape was doctored. Acosta never did this. I got news for you, folks. I watched that press conference live. Jim Acosta, the lady out there, the intern that was taking the microphone from reporter to reporter, she reached for that microphone several times after Donald Trump told Acosta, okay, that's enough, you're done. And Acosta wouldn't shut up. He just kept talking. That happened three times, by the way. Acosta kept talking. And the last time when she reached for the microphone after the president said, okay, you're done, Acosta actually reached across with his left hand. He had the mic in his right. He pivoted, he reached across with his left hand, and he pushed her arms down, which technically is assault. So he was totally wrong, and yet the media is out there trying to support that. This is the media we have in this country, folks. No amount of lying is too much for them. And as far as I'm concerned, now I think Trump should handle this in a different way. you know, pulling press credentials, that's pretty radical. And it unfortunately, it gives him an opening to snivel.
Right. Makes him a martyr amongst his own kind.
Amongst the idiots. But here's the thing. The one thing Trump can do and what he should do, and he should instruct Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press secretary, to do the same thing. Let him into the press conferences. Just don't ask them questions.
Just don't ask him any questions.
Just ignore them.
But you know what he should have done, Jim, is when my kid would act like that, I'd send him to the corner. That's what I'd done. Okay, pal, you got to go to the corner now.
Yeah.
I mean, you want your press pass, you got to go stick your nose in the corner. I'll tell you when you can come out.
Yeah, and,
you
know, maybe in 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe they'd go over and there'd be the skeleton of Jim Acosta in the corner. Like this.
But, but Trump was totally in the right. And now CNN, I guess, is going to sue Trump for pulling the credentials. I don't think there's any court that's even going to hear it because it's well within his rights. But
why don't they? He just ask. I'll take anyone but Jim Acosta. I don't care if they're a lesbian or got one leg. I don't care. Whatever.
Well, all he is a grandstander. He's, to the best of my knowledge, he's never asked a real question to begin with. Everything he does is to aggrandize himself personally.
You know, I'm an activist. I'm supposed to make news. This guy's a reporter. He's only supposed to report on it.
Exactly. But he wants to be the subject. Anyway, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, and you're going to get some more lies and propaganda and crap from the lamestream media here. So put on your brain filters, suffer through it, grit your teeth, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, last hour I was talking about how our so-called education system, which is basically it's nothing but indoctrination,
right,
has screwed over our young people and indoctrinated them and this Angelke's comments about young people know more about politics than previous generations. Here's the lie to that. Here's the lie. Now, while Democrats and liberals in general are out there pointing the finger, you know, everybody's a racist. You know, if you're not a knuckle-dragging idiot liberal, you're a racist. Here's why education is important, folks. It was the Democrats that started the Civil War. It was the Democrats that opposed the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves.
Right.
It was the Democrats that opposed the 14th Amendment giving former slaves citizenship. They can't afford to have history taught because then people would understand what a bunch of lying scum that they really are. This is the truth, folks. You don't have to believe me. Pick up a history book. The Democrats have been against common sense since day one. They're the ones that wanted to retain slavery. They did not want the freed slaves to gain citizenship. And it's the Democrats that passed all of the Jim Crow laws.
Remember, it was Wallace who stood on the steps of the school when they tried to segregate the schools.
Right.
A Democrat.
Yeah.
So, you know. And that wasn't even that long ago. That was, what, 64?
Yeah,
63?
64, 65, yeah. Someplace around there. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when you don't teach what happened in the past, you cannot possibly know where you're going in the future. And that's where we're at.
In fact, you know, we talk about socialism. You know, the man who wrote about this, you know, Engels and Marx,
right.
Socialism is the prelude to communism. Yes. It's just an introductory level.
It's the first step. And that's where we're at.
And you want to see where communism leads? Folks, all you got to do is look up and Google Cannibal Islands. Cannibal Islands is the islands that were off of Russia where they used to dump a lot of people, and they had no food. And so they had to push people off the boats, because if the boats got too close, they would actually pull the guards off and eat them.
Eat them, yes. That's communism. And I remember Mao Zedong and Pol Pot and Joe Stalin. And there's a whole litany of communists, and how many millions? Hundreds of millions of people they
killed. Hundreds of millions. Talk about the 6 million that were killed in the concentration camps alone.
Yeah.
We're talking hundreds of millions of people, 40 million in Russia alone.
Yeah. And this is what they want to inflict on America, and that's why they don't allow the schools to teach real history, because if they taught the truth, nobody would ever vote for another Democrat, and they know it.
See, they'd much rather demonize Jefferson, Madison, and Washington because they were part of a time and a period when slavery was allowed. And so they take that one sin that they had back then, and they try to demonize the whole application of individualism and liberty.
It was the founding fathers and their successors that tried to abolish slavery, and it was the Democrats that tried to prevent the abolishment of slavery.
9 of the 13 colonies voted against slavery.
Yes. And they haven't, Democrats haven't learned anything. They think there's something special. I was looking this morning at what's happening in Georgia for the governor's race. They got this woman named Abrams.
Yeah.
She's trailing by 59,000 votes,
right?
And she's demanding a recount.
They're finding buckets. Hey, did you hear about that? They're finding buckets with ballots in them. Yeah.
Well, look at what's happening in Florida. They found boxes of ballots in a school, and then they found more boxes of ballots in the back of a rental car at the Miami-Dade airport that was parked there by one of the Democrat operatives, and the trunk was full of ballots.
Hey, you know, someone better call Kathy McEwen and Terry McGreer, because I think I found a box of ballots in my trunk. Yeah, there's those ballots box.
Well, what about that box that was buried in my backyard?
Yeah, we need that one. Let's go dig that up.
This is how stupid it's become, folks. You know, I feel like deja vu in Florida. You know, we got two counties.
The same counties.
Yeah, the same counties that we had the problem with in 2000, 2010, 2012, and 2014. In fact, the head of the elections department there was chastised in 2012 and 2014 for incompetence. And she's the one that's running the recount.
And did you see her contempt for the people and the reporters when she came out?
Well, not only that, contempt for the rule of law.
She broke.
She's already broken, and this, again, you're not going to hear from mainstream media. She has broken 3 Florida statutes regarding elections. 3. And she did it willfully, and when the court ordered her to go back and correct that, she refused.
And, you know, the biggest problem is she's elected. So it's very hard to get rid of people who are elected. Yeah,
they can't get rid of her. She's a piece of crap. She's a hardcore Democrat operative. She is incompetent, because it was proven in the investigation they had back in 2012. This woman knew virtually nothing about everything.
Right.
She had no concept of personnel management. She did not know or understand the laws. But this is what the people elected.
Yeah, that's what they wanted in that county, I guess.
Yeah. So it goes back to the old thing, be careful what you ask for. You might get it. But that brings us around to the Oregon elections. And I've just got one sentence to sum it all up. We are screwed.
Majorly screwed.
Now, the Democrats did not win in Oregon. The Republicans lost. And I looked at a number of races across the state, and the one I'm going to use for my analogy here is our local election between Terry Greer and Kathy McEwen. Now, 2 years ago, Terry Greer ran, and she actually lost by a much narrower margin than she lost this time.
I think it was anywhere between 9 to 1,100, I think.
Yeah. She lost big time this time, and she lost. Catty McEwen did not win. Terry Greer lost. Here was the difference. When she ran 2 years ago, she was unknown, she had virtually no money, and she came within striking distance of winning. This time around, the brilliant Republicans,
the established Republicans from the up in the party echelons.
Right.
Salem and Eugene.
They decided they were going to support her campaign, and they provided her a campaign manager. And this kid, I'm surprised he was housebroke. He's so stupid.
And well, he was young and naive, definitely, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not sure housebroken. I mean, this kid knew nothing about everything, and that's a campaign manager the Republicans provided. She lost big time. In fact, I predicted this the day that we had her as a guest on the show, and you were standing
there. Standing out there, and you were telling her, and it was all because they ran that sophomoric commercial where she had to talk about, this little pity party about, her going on Medicaid. And the thing was, is if they would have done the commercial and then did a hard-hitting issues commercial afterwards, going after the immigration, going after all the welfare, going after the gun laws, if she would have tackled all of that, and left that sophomoric dribble that they kept playing over and over and over again. My own son came up to me and said, "Dad, am I really supposed to support this? It's hard when you have to tell your kid, swallow it and let's get on,
Yeah, hold your nose and
Hold your nose and let's go, yeah.
But so Terry Greer and the Republican Party lost, and they did the same thing in several other campaigns across the state. So the Republicans... I've come here for years, and I've told you, the Republicans are the party of stupid. They just verified it again.
And let me explain that in the race between Catty McEwen and Terry Greer, only 16,000 people from had voted for her out of the county, whereas compared there was like 28,000 people who could have voted for her, and 26,000 voted in the commissioner's race. So that's 10,000 people in Coos County didn't vote for that race. And the question is why? I can tell you why. Because they had no incentive to go out and vote for Terry because they didn't see a difference because of what she was projecting in that commercial.
Then let's look at the other side of the coin. Catty McEwen ran a smart race.
Yeah.
She did. They came out of the chute with attack ads. Now, the conventional wisdom here is that, attack ads don't work. All that does is alienate people. That is the biggest bag of crap you're ever going to hear.
Right.
Attack ads work, especially against an incumbent, because the people have a right to know what their voting record is.
And it stirs up the base.
And Terry Greer did not do that. Catty McEwen did it right out of the chute. And even though they violated campaign election laws, they knew they were in violation. But in Oregon, the fine is so minuscule, they spent tens of thousands of dollars and had to pay a $150 fine.
Sad.
Whoopee twang.
Right.
So they went ahead. They broke the law. They knew they were breaking the law. They figured that it was the cost of doing business. And they ran good ads for their candidate, whereas the Republicans were just too damn stupid to do that.
They didn't at any point challenge her on any of those commercials she was putting out.
I challenged her on the show here.
Right.
But she never did. And,
you can't run nice. Nice doesn't win.
Well, over the years, I have watched all of these people on both sides of the aisle talk about, you got to run from the center. You got to appeal to both sides. You got to do this. You got to do that. They've been saying this, but then when you look at electoral results, what you find out is the people that run the nastiest ads are the ones that win.
Right.
And the other part is no Republican has ever won a race by running in the middle. When they run to the far right, they win consistently. We saw it with Ronald Reagan. We've seen it subsequently since then. And we saw it again last Tuesday. The Republicans that were running from the middle all lost. The never Trumpers all lost.
In fact, our governor wasn't even running. Our governor candidate, I wouldn't even consider him running from the middle. He was running from the center left is the way he was running. Well, I mean, those commercials, let's kill babies. I mean, you know, that's what the people in mid-America was, I mean, mid-Oregon was hearing every time he ran those commercials.
I just can't believe the stupidity of the people that are running these campaigns. They're just. I think they were indoctrinated in the government indoctrination centers that they call schools because they're obviously too stupid to understand reality.
Well, and I think you're right, and I think they have fallen for all of the hype that has been sold by the other side.
Exactly, exactly. We're going to do something different here. We're going to try to do a commercial more or less on time. We get to talking, and I hate to break a line of thought, but... we do have to run the spot, so we're going to run the commercials right now, and we'll be back in just a minute.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
Hi, Danny here at Far West Tire and Auto. Do you feel like you're constantly on the go? From daily commuting, dance recitals, and weekend adventures? I'm sure your tires have never let you down, but that much time on the road can cause some wear and tear on your tires. It might be time to consider upgrading to Nokians. With the 50,000-mile warranty on select Nokians, you can hit the road in style. So stop on by Far West Tire and Auto on Highway 101 Coos Bay. Always the right tire, always the right price.
The RV business is booming at the Boomin' Y, and Gibbs RV is looking for nice pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Gibbs RV makes it so simple. They will come to your location, give you a fair appraisal, and help take care of all the paperwork. It doesn't get any easier than that. So let the professionals at Gibbs RV take the hassle out of selling or consigning your RV. Stop by and see them today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay by the Big Boomin' Y in Empire, or check them out at GibbsRV.com.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the show. You know, we're pretty well screwed in Oregon. We've given the Democrats a supermajority in the House and the Senate, and, of course, wonderful Kate Brown is our governor.
But, you know, Jim, we're really screwed here in Coos County. If you watched all the measures.
Oh, yeah.
We lost all of the measures here that we were supporting in Coos County, and that's really scary because some of them were pretty damn important.
Actually, we won a couple of the ballot measures, and Coos County voted against Kate Brown. Coos County, by and large, voted pretty sensibly, but we got overrun by the rest of the state. But
we won on Measure 103, but we lost on Measure 104. We lost on Measure 105. Right. We lost on Measure 106, which was the abortion one, I figured. But right. The enforcement of immigration law, 105, I thought in Coos County we'd at least get 60%.
Well, you would think. Well, and the other thing, I can't believe, I'm still having trouble with this. What was it, 103, the one on the groceries, taxing the groceries?
Yep, we got 56% voted yes here in Coos Bay. So we were good on that one,
right?
Because 43% voted no.
Can you folks believe that anybody is so stupid that they voted to allow the legislature to tax their groceries? Now, all we hear from politicians on both sides of the aisle is, oh, well, we've got to help the poor. We need more of your money to help the poor.
Right.
Well, what can you do to screw over the poor more than anything else? Raise the cost of their food. Food is the most basic item to human existence. We all need it. If you don't have food, you die. You've got to have food, and poor people need food just as much as well-to-do people.
Absolutely.
And this bunch of idiots, and I looked at the vote counts, it was predominantly Eugene and Portland that passed that, or that defeated it. So the people in Eugene and Portland, for all their talk about helping the poor people, don't really give a rat's behind about the poor people, because now they're going to let this legislature tax their food. And trust me, folks, you can write this down. Write down the date that I said this. The Democrats in Oregon are going to put taxes on food. In fact, they're going to put taxes on damn near everything.
They're planning on it, and
they've
we've
already
seen
got three anti-gun bills ready to introduce.
One is matching IP-43.
Yep. And I want to mention anti-gun bills. This is something, what was it, 914?
No, SB 917.
917, the one where the Cady McEwen voted for, that allows the government to come take your property without due process.
Right.
Those are called red flag laws.
Red flag laws.
And there are several states across the country that have them. Let me explain to you how well these are working out. The state of Maryland has a red flag law. And last week, the cops went to a gun owner's home in Maryland to confiscate his guns without giving him any prior notice. And he resisted, so the cops killed him.
That's nice.
That was in Maryland.
Glad they were protecting him.
In Maine, they did the same thing. They went to a firearm owner's home to confiscate his guns without any prior notice. Well, now there's two cops dead.
Right.
As well as a gun owner.
Which we predicted.
Yes.
We predicted this.
This is a tip of the iceberg, folks.
Yeah, 450 people in Florida were ordered to give up their guns under the new red flag law there.
Right. And all they're going to do is get more police killed and more citizens killed. And, you know, the problem with libs, they do everything on a feel-good basis, and they don't have the capacity to understand cause and effect. You know, when you go to somebody's house unannounced and demand that they give up valuable property, because firearms are not cheap.
Right.
Demand that you give up valuable property with no due process, normal people are going to resist that.
And the fact is it didn't seem to work in a Thousand Oaks shooter just last
week.
Yeah,
California's got the law, and the guy that killed all those people, why wasn't he picked up? And he had a history with the police. They knew this guy was a whack job.
In fact, his own mother was afraid of him because they had been called to her house because he was banging on the doors. And, of course, what did they come out with as the analysis? Well, the reason the red flag law doesn't work is because it isn't prohibited enough.
Right.
So give me a break.
Yeah, well, believe me, the Democrats in Oregon are going to do the best they can to alleviate that problem. Now, they're talking about high-capacity magazine bans. They're talking about banning semi-automatic weapons.
Yep.
It's going to get really stupid out there, folks. And the problem we have here in Oregon, we're screwed. We are just flat screwed because the Democrats control the House. The Democrats control the Senate with super majorities. The Republicans may as well not even show up.
And, Jim, it's even worse than that because I know the people who put some of these measures on the ballot,
right.
Well, they're now worried that even if they go after these gun laws and if they, you know, they're not an emergency clause attached to them,
right,
and they're able to put a referendum on it,
them.
They're afraid that the people won't overturn them after they do all that work and put them on the ballot, you know, after how these measures failed. They're worried now, you know, seeing after, you know, the illegal immigration thing failing, that all this work and all the money that they're putting into this isn't going to pay off. So they're not going to put that money and that work
into it
because what good is
it? Why would you when you've got idiots that they don't know history, they don't understand how government works, they don't understand the Constitution? These are the people that are voting, folks. And these are the people that are voting.
Absolutely.
And normal people that have a decent... This is one of the things that just ticks me off. I was listening to that idiot Don Lemon on CNN.
Oh, geez.
Probably one of the biggest racists.
Biggest idiot. Yeah, no kidding.
And a complete idiot. Well, according to him, all white people are racist. And and what was he said about white women? It was so denigrating.
Oh, the one about white Republican women, because they continue to vote for Republican men, that they approve of the sadist, masochistic level that they're put on.
Yeah.
Which I didn't get.
I don't understand their logic, but this guy, you know, and he's the one that said, all of us people outside the Washington and New York bubble are a bunch of uneducated rubes. By uneducated, he doesn't mean that we lack education per se. He means that we haven't attended the liberal colleges and been properly indoctrinated. Because I know a lot of people that are very highly educated that think Democrats are a bunch of lying scum.
Right.
So... we do have a caller. We've got Steve from Myrtle Point. Steve, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind?
Well, I got to say I agree with about 97.3% of everything you guys are saying.
Okay.
But I did have a question.
Okay.
What state would you recommend moving to?
That's a very good question, and I'm glad you asked that, because one of the first things I did when I saw that the Democrats had taken over Oregon was I talked to my wife, and we decided, okay, this is enough. It's time to get the hell out.
In fact, we had a map of all the states that are the most conservative and gun-friendly.
Right. But here's the bad news, Steve. After the outcome of the elections, looking at the places, because we're looking at Arizona, and we're looking at Idaho,
Wyoming
and Montana. Yeah. After the election, enough Democrats took over that those are no longer good places to go.
Right.
And I don't have an answer for you. I don't know, because if I found a place where I could go and live and be left alone without liberals dictating to me how I had to live, I would go in a heartbeat. But I can't find any place that isn't corrupted. And here's what's happened. I've been backtracking it. California has become so horrible, you know, for the last two and a half years, there's been a mass exodus out of California. In fact, there are as many people leaving California as are moving in.
Right.
And what they're doing, they're dispersing to various states, among them Texas, Arizona, Wyoming, Idaho, and Tennessee, and Florida.
And
Colorado.
Yeah, so you got all these welfare ticks coming from California.
So all of these people are moving out of California because it's unlivable. And now they're trying to turn the states where they moved to into California. They're so stupid they didn't even learn the lesson. So I don't have an answer as far as I don't know if there's a good place to go right now.
How about a different country? Because I'm telling you, the way things are going, just look at what's going on in Florida.
With, quote-unquote,
finding 63,000 extra votes.
You're right.
In my trunk.
That some alligator swallowed or something. I'm so disgusted with the whole thing.
Well, here...
I'm beside... And Canada, that's just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah.
And I just don't know.
Well, I've traveled to most of the free countries in the world at one time or another. I've seen how the people live. And I'm going to tell you right out, with all the problems we have in this country, it is by far, the best in the world. We talk about our poor people here. If you listen to the liberals, you'd think everybody in this country was on the verge of losing their next meal. Our middle class in this country would be considered extremely wealthy in most countries, including Europe.
Right.
And what we call the poor people here would be upper middle class in most of those countries.
Yeah, so
you're absolutely right, but what's it going to be in 10, 20 years from now with a socialist system in place? Because that's what we've got.
Well, here,
that's what we're getting.
Here,
you know, look at how close the socialists, actual socialists, came to winning elections and did win some elections.
Well,
and what are we going to do?
Well, I'll tell you. You've heard the old adage, time heals all wounds.
Right.
Well, time also wounds all heals. And
wounds all heals.
Well, this time around, the liberals pretty much got what they were asking for, particularly in Oregon and Washington.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens in 2 years after they run rampant with no opposition and pass all the crap that they think they're going to jam down our throat. Let's see what the elections are like in 2 years from now. There's going to be a bunch of liberals that voted for this nonsense. It's going to come to the realization that when it hits them personally, it's going to be a whole different ballgame.
And you know, well, the thing is
that hasn't happened in California yet, and I hate being a damn guinea pig, you know?
Well,
my idea of a free society.
I agree with you, but California has something going that we don't, and that's the fact that California, as people move out of California, is being repopulated by illegal aliens. And those illegal aliens are going to, basically what they're going to do, they're going to screw around and at some future point, mark my words on this, at some future point, the United States is going to divorce itself from California.
It's going to have to. I mean, the way it's going, it's turning into it's a third world country. And the thing is, you know, Steve, this is why they're so intent on taking away our guns. If we didn't have our guns and they were able to take them away tomorrow, it would probably be less than a year and we'd be living in a communist hell.
Yes.
I mean, it really wouldn't take that long.
That's the only thing that's stopping them, and they know it.
I agree. I totally agree.
But I'm
just down in the mouth. I just can't believe it. I'm just about as depressed as I was when use the term loosely, reelected Obama for a second term after what he led us into. I couldn't believe it. I went into depression.
Well, here's what you're fighting against, Steve. You're not fighting against the people of America. The people are the people, and the people own this country, and I believe in our election system. What we're fighting against, I mentioned it at the beginning of the show, fully 90% of the population doesn't follow politics at all until 3 or 4 weeks before an election.
Right.
And the sum total of their knowledge comes from a corrupt and lying media, a corrupt and disgustingly immoral Hollywood, lying Democrats, and lying communist so-called educators. I call them indoctrinators because that's all they are. They don't teach empirical knowledge. They teach agendas. But at some point, as long as we have our firearms and can resist, this will turn around. The thing that we've got to be concerned about, and we got to keep this in mind, I hate to hammer on the gun issue all the time, but the Second Amendment is the one thing that has prevented liberals from totally taking over this country at this point. If we lose the Second Amendment, then it might even be worthwhile to go live in one of these disgusting foreign countries, because it'll be a hell of a lot better than this country.
And, Steve, I got good news for you. We just put 10 Second Amendment preservation ordinance on the ballot in 10 counties, and 8 of those counties successfully passed those initiatives. And I got calls from the Republican hierarchy, from many different people from all over the United States who want to know how the heck did we do this? Because that was the only highlight of that entire election, was that 80% that we were able to put on the ballot. And I mean, they were sitting there, my phone was ringing off the hooks. How did you do this? What were you doing to get this done? Because this was all done by grassroots people who've never been in politics, who probably never will be in in politics, but because they were directly affected, they followed through and they achieved their goal. And we're going to do it again in more counties in the next election.
Yep. So
well, hallelujah. But I'll tell you, the one thing we need to do is to make the issues the easy to understand. This last time, you had to vote yes to have taxes on groceries.
Right.
And the other ones, too. I mean, they were over half of them didn't make sense. I had family members calling me up, and how do you try to explain to them, no, we have to vote yes to not have taxes on groceries. And that just doesn't make sense.
And the powers that be did that intentionally. By the way, on that grocery one, the people that were behind that were fined twice for violating election laws. And they just went ahead because, again, the fines for violating election laws in Oregon are chump change. They knew they were violating laws. They didn't care. They paid the fine. They continue to do it.
Whoa, Jim. Well, I think we were talking about a $10,000 fine on that one. Wasn't that like a $300,000 donation that they had to pay 11? So chump change, not to me so much, but for them, they budget that in.
I'll tell you what. If somebody wants to give me $300,000, I will be happy to give back $10,000.
That sounds like a deal.
Yeah. I hate to cut you off,
Steve.
It's just
like this gal there down in Florida. I'm sure if she does get fined, it's going to be a slap on the wrist for it, too. For stealing an election with coughing up 63,000 unknown ballots from somewhere. I just can't believe it.
I can't either. And I hate to let you go, Steve, but I have got to take a break. So I thank you for the call. And you have a great day, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Looking for a new or used firearm? You should get to know the friendly folks at World Pawn Exchange. Located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend, World Pawn Exchange buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. And with their extensive, ever-changing inventory, they could have just the right firearm for you. If they don't have that gun that you want in stock, they'll be more than happy to special order it for you. World Pawn Exchange in downtown North Bend, where you'll find more than you can possibly imagine.
In just a fast few minutes from right now, you can have life insurance for up to $500,000 without taking a medical exam and without leaving your home. We're Fast Life, and we're going to make this easy and fast. Odds are that you don't have enough insurance, or you're paying way too much for what you got, or you don't have any, and that's not good. Listen, nobody likes to think about life insurance, but we're grown-ups now, so call and protect your family. 1-800-254-9567, or go to fastlife.life. You've got insurance? That's great, but you may be able to get more coverage and pay less than what you're paying now. And with no medical exam, you can get it right over the phone, and that's fast. Faster than a speeding bullet? No, but fast. And we also said we make it easy. So call and get quotes, then submit an application over the phone, and that's it. And that's easy. Get approved, and coverage starts instantly. And that's fast. Faster than the speed of light? No, but fast. Call 1-800-254-9567 or go to fastlife.life. Fastlife.life. It's revolutionary. It's Fast Life.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road. In your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz van power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price for first or base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-510-2800 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-510-2800. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-510-2800 or visit us at coventrydirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I kind of want to cover a couple more little points on the election. North Bend had a law enforcement levy of $10 that would be tacked onto the water bill to pay for the police. And I have attended quite a number of meetings in North Bend since I live there. And I understand the need. North Bend is rated as one of the safest cities in the state for a city that size, and part of that's because of excellent policing. And North Bend definitely needs the money if they're going to continue their high quality of policing. However, that being said, you've got to go back and look at the history of this levy. Now, this started a couple of years ago. The North Bend City Council said, okay, we're going to tack $5 on the water bill for law enforcement. And the people thought, well, $5, okay, let's do that. And they did. So then they came back last year, and they said, well, we need more money. We're going to add another $10. So now you got a total of $15 a month added to your water bill. And we come around to this year, and they say, well, we need another $10 to bring that total to $25 a month. Now think about that, folks. That's $300 a year in addition to your regular water bill. And the voters said, okay, we've played this game up to this point, but this is enough. We're not going to do this anymore. And now I voted for it, but North Bend is between a rock and a hard place now. The mayor and council are going to have to go searching for money, and I'm sure they'll find a place to get it. But, you know, it's one of those things where they just overburdened the people too much, and the people fought back. A couple other things that are happening out there that just really irks the heck out of me. The media still has not let up on this invasion from our southern neighbor in Mexico. To a large degree, that migrant caravan has dissipated. They're down to just a few hundred now. But they are determined to come to the United States.
I was going
to
say, yeah, they're still coming. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, the mainstream media and the liberals out there, oh, well, these are just poor people wanting a better life. No, they're not. Homeland Security has identified over 100 convicted criminals and MS-13 members. They just busted 16 human traffickers. These are not just, I mean, some of the people, yeah. You know, they're legitimately looking for a better life. You can't blame them for that.
You mean kind of like when Trump said that there's some good people there. Yeah,
yeah, and there are.
And there are.
There's no doubt about it. But it goes back to the president's first job is to protect America. That's job number one.
Right.
And he issued that executive order that anyone that comes in illegally will not be even processed or considered for amnesty. And that's the way it should have been all along. If you want amnesty, come to one of our border checkpoints, apply properly, and they'll put you in the system, and that's exactly what Trump has told them.
Yeah, you don't come through my daughter's window to ask me to stay for dinner, right?
Exactly. Same thing. But yet the media's out there vilifying Trump and he doesn't care about people, and of course he's a racist because of it. But, you know, all this proves is you can't believe a doggone thing you hear from the mainstream media because they lie so much. And the gun control thing. If you look at all of these mass shootings, first of all, they were all Democrats that did it. If you want to pass an effective gun control law, prohibit Democrats from owning firearms. They're the ones that are going out and killing people. It isn't conservatives. It isn't normal people that are doing it. It's all Democrats. And what kind of idiots try to hold an inanimate object responsible for human behavior? You can't do it. If they passed a law saying nobody could own firearms except the military and the police, then we would turn into Londonistan.
Right.
You ever seen what's happening in London? London banned all firearms. Now they've got an epidemic of knifings.
And B&Es are just breaking and enterings, rapes, assaults.
Rapes and assaults are up. Same thing happened in Australia. They banned firearms. So now all rapes, assaults, and burglaries are going through the ceiling.
Yeah, and not a little, a lot.
I
mean, you know, think about that from the burglar or the robber's perspective. If he knows that you're not armed and he knows you're in there, and you don't have any way of defending yourself, well, that you might as well put a sign on the door, come on in and take my stuff. I mean, you know, that's just the way it's going to go. That's how the criminal works.
And the other part of that, okay, let's ban firearms.
Right.
Excuse me, didn't we ban illegal drugs a long time ago?
Right.
And I would venture to say that I could probably go out within a couple hours. I could probably find somebody that would sell me illegal drugs.
I'm willing to bet you could find almost any type of illegal drug within just about an hour if you have enough money.
Yeah. So let me ask you, if we do the same thing with firearms, how long do you think it's going to take a bad guy to get a firearm?
Jim, I know a place down in Martinez Town in Albuquerque where you can get a gun, a kilo of coke, and a prostitute, any flavor or sex, for just the right amount of money.
How much? Road trip.
Road trip.
But, you know, this is the thing. You cannot hold inanimate objects responsible for human behavior. And the problem with the liberals is they don't want to address the human behavior. They're the ones that caused it. I mean, look at the liberals. Look at what they've done. Oh, it's okay to murder babies wholesale and sell their parts. That's okay. It's okay to, you know, this is something you don't hear from mainstream media. The American Psychiatric Association still considers transgenderism to be a psychological anomaly that most people outgrow in their late teens. It's always been around, but it's always, normally there isn't, they don't even recommend too much treatment. They say, you know, most people are going to outgrow it. But what we're seeing right now is we're seeing our schools, our government indoctrination centers, actually encouraging it. So
yeah.
They're encouraging young people to become wackos. When you look at all of this, the overview, who's causing the shootings? It's the Democrats. They're not only the ones that are committing the shootings, they're the ones that are causing it. And how smart do you have to be to figure that out? So, well, the people here reelected Kathy McEwen. Let's see. Kathy McEwen voted to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. She voted to give illegal aliens in-state tuition. She voted to give illegal aliens financial help for school. While they still keep coming in, they keep bringing in diseases, they keep committing crimes. Did you know that we've had 19 people in the state of Oregon killed by illegal aliens in the last 3 years? You don't hear that from the media, do you?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of absent in their reporting.
Well, this is what, it's the media that's the enemy. Donald Trump is absolutely right. The real enemy of America is the mainstream media. We got to take another break, and we got to give something away. This is from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Open 6 days a week. From 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. They're closed Mondays. And you can dine in, you can carry out, or they deliver. And I like their delivery. They probably wouldn't deliver to you.
No, I'm still waiting for that Bandon delivery. But,
you're going to have to suffer.
I'm going to have to wait.
Anyway, they're offering a house special dinner. It includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, a spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. It's a huge, huge meal, and I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124. Be caller number 3 and win this humongous meal from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Oregon, it's Rob from Basin Tackle. Don't forget to tune in to KWRO or KWRO.com every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for your premier Southern Oregon radio program, the Basin Tackle Outdoor Show, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there. Yeah, I left my heart in Oregon.
Well, I was driving across town when my car got down, started lurching and trying to die. Well, luckily, there was a shop, and when it struggled to a stop, a nice fella met me right outside. I said, man, something's wrong. What the heck is going on? He said, I tell you this, I got no doubt. You just relax and don't you worry. We can fix it in a hurry because your car is what we're all about. We do it all.
Bayshore Auto and RV Repair, your one-stop shop for all your automotive and RV mechanical repairs. Stop by and see Jeff and his friendly staff on Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, we've only got a few minutes left in the show, but I want to kind of assuage some people's fears. You know, an election, regardless of which way it goes, is not the end of the world.
No, it isn't.
There's going to be another election coming up in a couple of years, and it may be uncomfortable. We may lose some of our rights. In Oregon, we're almost certain to lose some of our rights, and we are very certain to lose a lot of our money.
A lot of our money.
But we're going to get another shot at it. And it doesn't do any good to run around bummed out. If you want to do something, if you feel like you've got to do something, get involved. The biggest problem we have, and this is nationwide, the biggest problem we the people have is way too many people don't pay attention. And the one thing that each and every one of us can do and should do, we should have been doing it for years and we didn't, but we need to start. We need to get other people involved. And I'm sure all of you have family members or friends or people you work with that don't pay attention to news and politics. And you need to work with them. You know, don't do a get-in-your-face thing. Just, did you know this or did you know that? Ease them into it. Get them interested, because the more people we get involved and the more people that are informed, because that's the key is information, the more people that have valid information, the better off this country is. And what we saw in this past election was a prime example of what happens when the people are misinformed or jerked around.
Yeah.
And I don't know of anything else I can say that would be more important than that.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a young man, 22 years old, just called me from Washington and wants to get involved to do the Second Amendment Preservation Ordinance in his county, and he's a veteran. That's 23 years old, yeah, and a veteran.
Good start. Anyway, we are out of time. We will be back next week, and until then, I want you to go out there and you have a great week.